for who he is.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to tell you, you serve a risen Savior, and you serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do, Lord.
I don't think we really know how mighty he is.
Yes.
God is really, really mighty. Sometimes I'll be praying and I think about what Sister said. He's almighty.
Oh.
Amen. I'm so glad to see you again. And this has been a really strange time for me. You know, it's been very strange. And I said, well, you know, Lord, I guess let me go back over what I'm preaching now. Okay now. Yeah. Because, you know, what you preach, you're going to go up, you know, be careful, preachers, because you're going to go through what you preach. Now, do you really believe what you say? All right. Hallelujah. And so when our dad had this thing and then found out he had cancer and then, you know, they're going to put a port in him, and I didn't know what all this mess was. He didn't either. So we just went along with what people said, you know, what the doctor told him. We went along. So they put this thing in him, and then they slammed something in this thing. And now he wears the chemo on him every day. And it drips. I ain't never seen this. What in the world is this? You know, you be asking people, they be telling they go through all this. And, you know, you just go along. You know what I'm saying? So here we are. So, but you know what? It's been, I think, a week now that he's had. He just as fine as he can be.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
All they say about chemo. Dad eat. I said, Dad, now don't eat too much of that. Don't eat. You know what? He is just, he's up. He's you know, just fine, you know. I said, Lord, you know, it don't have to mean that everybody going to do this, have this and this, that. And so when that was kind of the straighten out, telephone rang again. Miss Davis, we called to tell you about your son. Now, this is a son that's been off. And, Lord, I've done some crying and some praying for him across the years. And I just started weeping and decided, you know, kind of didn't hear her, but then she said, well, and she said this and that, and he been falling in this and that, and he can't hold it, this and that. Well, I know his speech has started slurring because his doctor had told me before we leave that the medicine he take gonna make his speech slur when he got older. And so his speech, he had been calling me. He had just called me that month before this, last month, cause he calls me every month he calls me. And he always said, hi, it's my best girl. That's what he says, you know. And we talk and he has the gifts of the spirit and God still you. You know what? Don't tell God who to use.
Right.
I found out that through my son. My son, God uses my son. He'll tell me things that be right on point, you know. And mostly he try to keep me encouraged. Mama, you just stay on in there now. And I'll be telling him, okay, he said, no, Mama, I don't see you going nowhere right now. Well, he said, I don't see you going anywhere now, Mama. And he told me her age, but I don't know. Hallelujah. But anyway, when the lady was telling him, she said, we trying to get him into a nursing home or get him somewhere because they can't take care of him here where he is and blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know, so she wasn't thinking about sending us. I said, Lord, when she started talking to me, she going to ask to send him back here to Missouri. And with Dad sick and him sick, I started in my spirit. I said, God, I can't take care of both of them people, you know, but she wasn't talking about that at all because my son loves West Virginia. He's been out there near 30 years and they have put him, you know, he knows everybody out there and that's that. But I'm just saying what you go through, God,
yes.
I said, God,
yes.
It's always there.
Yes.
I've never, oh my God, I just never, so we was going to pray for him. Cause these people, y'all love Keith, especially and so I got mad. I said, no, ain't nobody gonna pray for no God to move ALS. I want him to heal my son's mind. And if he can't do that, then let the thing alone. That was talking like that. And so as time went on, cause it just been a week, me and Bridget, we done talked. I said, Bridget, she said, but Mama, I don't care if that is all the life he knows. God is telling me something else. He's supposed to be whole. He's supposed to be. He didn't say whole at that time. He said, and so I'm thinking like this. And so then I'm getting mad. And I said, Tawana, I said, I'm not going to pray like that. Y'all go ahead and pray. I'm going to pray for the will of the Lord to be done in my son's life. Because he knows my heart. I don't want him to heal the ALS and he steal his mind bad. And that's what I'm thinking, you know. She said, well, Pastor, I'm going to pray with, let the will of the world be done too. And so we thinking about that. So so then the Lord began to speak to me. I think it was one morning he got up and he knew that I said, Lord, I'm just here. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just, you know how you do. And so he said, Celeste, he said, I have healed people, but now this is the day I'm going to make them whole. Yes. I never thought about the scriptures, brother. I didn't. So then he took me into the word of God, into the 10 lepers. And I said, wow. The Lord healed them. Now the Bible didn't say, I heal you. He said, go see the priest. And the Lord let me see that. He said, go to the priest. Now when the priest has to pronounce that you healed, is that right? They look on you if you ain't got no spots or whatever. You heal. You know, so they were healed. Now in leprosy, your fingers get ate off, your toes, your face look awful. I mean, it just eat all up in here and eats all up in there. You look horrible. You look like something come out of a spooky movie. And so anyway, so the Lord showed me that this man, he came back and he said, oh, thank you. Cause he knew it was what Jesus told him to go to the priest. He didn't get a priest. And he said, Lord, thank you. He said, where's the other man? Stay with me now. He said, where's the other man? He said, I don't know. He said, your faith, watch it, has made you whole. And if he had any, Lord, show me, he healed everything on that man. Everything. Father, I can't preach without you. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited about what you told me. Stand. Father, thank you for this day. And thank you for the word that you gave me. It has really been wonderful to me and to help me to see a greater work that's coming in this earth for the church. And Lord, I just want to thank you, Father. And I ask you to anoint me this word. I can't preach without you. You know how I am. I get excited, but I know that it's you. It's you, Lord, that gives me the strength, gives me the power, gives me the understanding to preach the word. And so I let you know, Lord, that I'm depending wholly upon you. Thank you for all the saints that's come back. Lord, my manager's running. I understand how she feels. You know, your man is a great thing, Father. And I just want to thank you. And I give you my man, my thoughts, and all my love in Jesus' name. Thank you. I thank for y'all for having patience with me and loving me. I do. I have a brother that say, well, Sister Davis is a little unorthodox. He tell me, but he loves me. And thank you all for your love. But anyway, how Jesus told me. So he took me over to to the lepers. And he began to tell me how perfect he is. I know that. You know what I'm saying? We do live in a fallen world. Stay with me. We live in a fallen world. But when we came out of this world into the world, another world, we got saved. We went over to another side. Now we living in another world that he want us to know about. Hello. He wants you to stop thinking that you are what you've been thinking. You hear what I'm saying? So I went into Acts and this in my mind. And I only seen Dorcas' dad. But they sent for Peter to raise her up. Now all the millions of Christians that was in that day, you don't have a reading that devil got sick and devil got this. You know what I'm saying? Like we doing. I'm not fussing. I'm telling you what God told me. He said, you didn't see that. Why? Because these people had an insight on God when they were filled with the Holy Ghost and that's how we stay in Acts, but we forget. And we say, the power came, something came on them people. That was power. Power with God and with man. They had power, God's power. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, and I got to state what I say, I tell you. I'm just walking. I'm walking in my man. Don't let me offend anybody. I thank God for Acts 2. But I say, God, the church need a power. They need an experience with you. I need an experience with you. All we do is talk about what we used to do or what used to happen. But I'm bearing Houston, I'm making his grave deep so he can't get up. Cause I'm sick of Houston. I'm gonna make his grave deep. I'm not gonna put him, I think I'll put him 8 feet down. I mean, the thing is 6 feet, I'm gonna put him 8 feet down. Because I said, look, I'm tired of Houston. I'm tired. I'm tired of the saints believing Houston. I want us to believe that you are who you say you are. And that you can do what you say you can do. Praise the Lord. I say, so now, hallelujah, he told me. Now, my son's still sick. And they telling me this. And so he's in the room before he left the hospital. And he can't hardly move. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to talk to my son. Praise the Lord. So I called. Nobody picked the phone up. I called again. This is in his room. The phone is beside him. And he picked it up. And he said, hi, mama. No, he said, hi. I said, hello, son. Oh, mama. God gave me a chance to speak to my son. That was in the hospital now. He's in the nursing home now. You know, they got to put a phone in there. I'm expecting God to do what he say he will do. And so he gave me this. I said, Lord, you want to make my son whole. I want him whole. I don't want you just to heal nothing. I want him whole. Years I prayed and fasted, days without food and water for him. I said, I want you to make him whole. Oh, yeah, but I thought the devil said, well, you know, if he healed him, that's going to be really wonderful. Because, I mean, people do not heal from diseases much. And he ain't got no ALS. Number one, usually, and I don't mean any harm, people, white men over 50 and 60 have ALS. We have what we have. Sickle cell. Excuse me. I said, my son ain't got no, because I know what's wrong with him. His mind. Something was on his brain ever since he was a kid. I had to take him to the hospital and take him places, and they could not, you know, and I didn't have the money to go any further, brother. But I took him to get a test for his brain. And something is wrong with my son's brain. And somebody, so they say he got schizophrenia. So he was in this way, And his doctor said, Ms. Davis, he said, now, I don't know what your son got, but he don't have schizophrenia. But they've been giving him the medicine for schizophrenia and for all of this for years. He was 19 when he left home. He's 55 now. Look at my God. Oh, he putting something in me there. I'm feeling good now. Because when God moved, he going to heal my son. Hallelujah. He going to heal him and raise him up for this generation. Praise the Lord. I'm going to believe. That's what I'm believing, y'all. Y'all pray however y'all want. I'm going to pray that God heals my son. All the way. When that man came, he showed me the leper. And he told him, and I said, wow, Lord, faith is what, we preach faith, but woo-wee. Jesus told him, because of your faith, you are made whole. God showed me that. I didn't know that. He showed me that. So if he had some fingers off, and they looked at their face, he made this man whole. And he makes us whole. Don't look for no help. God makes us whole. And the Lord is getting ready for a ministry that's coming forth with signs, wonders, and miracles. And I believe it. And he's going to make his people whole. He told me that. God told me that. He showed it to me. He showed it to me in a dream. And I believe it. He's going to make us whole. So when I'm coming to you praying for you, I ain't praying for your toe. Because if your toe and your knee hurt, I want it all done. You know what I'm saying? You got your arm off and something else, I want you to come out whole. And that's in my mind. That's in my mind. Amen. Say, well, you know the Lord tells you. And it's wonderful. I'm not saying, am I bothering anybody? Please, I don't want to, you know, do anything, you know. But this is what I'm feeling. Isaiah 53. We're going to read that. How many times have we read that? Get that from me. I always think I'm going to do my Bible right, and I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to have. Y'all better get me something to read. Y'all better get me a thing. Y'all see how I'm struggling with this. All right, you young people love me. Y'all bat me all this other stuff. Bat me something I can. I'm putting it out now. Yes, Lord. They do. 53, you know Isaiah 53. Yeah, 53 and 4. Start there. Read loud. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him strength. smitten of God and afflicted. But watch it now. He was wounded. You know, we read these things. We just read over, you know, we read it. You know, some of us know it by memory. But he was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. You know, so there should be nobody talking about, I don't know if I'm saved. He was wounded for your sins. And if you accept him, you got to accept what the word say. That he was wounded for my sins. So I ain't got no problem with talking about, and you say, am I saved? Yes, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and on my way to heaven. I ain't got nothing. No, I'm saved. I don't know about y'all. Who's saved in here?
I'm saved.
Come on there. If you got to think it over, then you need to go back. Need to go back. Okay, read on.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Go ahead.
The chastisement of our peace
was upon him. You know what I mean? Whatever we did, it's upon Jesus. And he loves it because he told us to lay our cares upon him. Ain't that what he said? He said, okay, and of our peace is upon him. And what?
With his stripes, we are healed.
And when Jesus healed, he make you whole. So he took me again to the man that I never understood this scripture, dear brother. I never understood this. Praise in Luke. No, in Mark 8:24. He took me to the man who he prayed for, you know, that was blind. And I never could understand that, never heard it preached. But this is the time when the Holy Spirit took me to that scripture. He took me to it. And I went line by line this time, not just, you know, quoting, you know what I'm saying? I just went line by line. So read it, El.
And he cometh to Bethsaida.
Yeah, he came to Bethsaida.
And they
brought a blind man to him. This crowd. Okay.
And besought him to touch him.
And besought, said, Jesus, would you please touch this man? Okay. So Jesus, go ahead.
And he took the blind man by the hand.
And led him out of the town. All these people around. He led him out of the town. Okay.
And when he had spit on his eyes.
Now this man wasn't looking for that. Come on. But Jesus spit on his eyes. And then what?
And then put his hands upon him.
Say his own eye. Just put his hand upon him. Okay.
And he asked him if he saw aught.
He said, you see anything? Jesus said to the man, do you see anything? And the man said,
and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking.
That's where his faith was. Right there. The man. Because Jesus spit on his ass. He didn't do the usual thing. You know, like that, you know, ain't nobody looking for nobody to spit on him. You know what I'm saying? He spit on his eyes. And that matter threw the man. I don't really know if it threw him off a little bit. But now he see the man, he see men as trees walking. Hallelujah. So then Jesus what?
After that, he put his hands upon him again.
He put his hand, listen, God don't miss. I read me another scripture. Jesus just do not miss. He never missed when he prayed. When he touched you, you touched. Is that right? When he touched you for something you asked him for, go ahead. Right.
And he made him look up. He made him look up.
And now he say what?
He saw every man
was restored because the Lord, somewhere in that man's faith, but when the man got that, I know God can do this. You know, it's just like the man that came for his servant. Jesus said to the man, said, whoo, I ain't never seen such great faith in Israel, because he didn't have to go. He said, no, you ain't got to come. Because I understand what power is. And that's what the church got to understand, that when you get Jesus in the mix, That's what I'm missing. And that's what we got to understand. When Jesus is in the mix, amen. You ain't got to have nobody turn the flip and do this and do that. Because if you believe God, it's going to happen according to what you believe. It's going to happen. Amen. according to what you believe. And God showed me this, and then in my heart, I hope it's down there. I said, God, I understand. He said, hallelujah. I said, well, Lord, I'm believing what you said. Hallelujah to us, and we all are quoting it. He said, but you got to believe it. You got to believe it. So I said, Lord, I'm trying to believe it. That you're going to, signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. He said, well, just keep on quoting it. So put it in your mind and in your heart. Because I'm getting ready to move. He said, I'm going to move for my people. I'm going to get ready. So I said, Lord, I'll try to do what you say. And I thought about the wonderful preaching in this church. Thought about, bro, I did. Honest to goodness, because, you know, lies go to hell. I saw Brother Eddie, how he preaches and loves. He with such love. Man. Hallelujah. You're going to bring some people in, brother, because you just lays it out there to how much God love people, and you cry almost for the souls of men. And I saw Al preaching, and I saw people that I knew ministering to God, and the Lord has let me know. He said, by faith, unless it's done by faith. By faith, he said, it's done by faith. And people just say, well, I got faith. But God wants us to show me your faith. Show me your faith. And I realized, Al, I have been asking God for faith. God, give me faith to believe. Believe, hallelujah, believe. And I've had to have faith in the situation I'm in. I have to have faith. And when the Lord tell me something, praise the Lord, I got to believe it. Because if I don't, I'm going to be a miserable creature. He tell me things, and I say, Lord, I'm just going to do what you say. And as I have done what he said, things work out. I say, when I do what he say, even I'm in the same position, but things work out. And I just get so excited. I get so excited about what I see God doing in my home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the church, I just get excited. But I want you to know, Didi, hallelujah, this is your time. God is going to heal you. Praise the Lord. And man, you've been talking about what he told you. Praise the Lord. And when that happens, God's going to heal you, or I'm going to give up the ministry. Because I believe God. And I believe God told me to say it. And it wasn't nothing cute. Wasn't nothing, you know, got offended. But I just believe God. And I believe when you do what he say to do. When he told the man, say, go down and dip in the Jordan River. Why I gotta go down and dip? Shoot, I don't want to. Hallelujah. But when you do what he say to, I don't care what he tell you to do. If you do it, you got what you need. I say, you got what you need. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. And so I just want to thank the Lord. I just appreciate. Hallelujah. I just appreciate God and the word of God. And I know that all the word is built up on faith. You got to believe God. You can say, I believe God. And then there you are. Take it however you want to. I said, that's talking about me too. I said, Lord, I have to believe you. I got to believe you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, even if we get sick. But what did he say, Ed? He delivered. He say, I might. He know, and you know, I look at the word, Ed, and I look at it, I say, Lord, you know, we're just weak individuals. And we are just flesh. So he leave it there. He loves us so much. Hallelujah. I thought about how he'll heal people. Praise the Lord, because they just believe in Jesus. He'll heal them. But he gonna make us whole. Yeah. They may go through, hallelujah, may have their feet, he might heal their foot because he love us so much. I see that. Praise the Lord. But we that are loving Christ and love and reading the word and praying and trying to get what we want from God, he gonna make us whole. He gonna make us whole. We gonna walk around with this hanging off and he missed that and didn't do that. Didi, when he touch you, you're going to be whole from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And everybody else is waiting upon the Lord. He's going to give you perfected healing. He's going to make you whole. That's the word he gave me, whole. And so now, brother, when I'm going to praying for people, I'm looking for wholeness. I ain't looking for one ear to get healed and the other ear still, you know, even though they two ears. You understand? I'm not looking for one ear to get healed and the other one still hurting. Now, if you got two ears hurting, I'm looking for both of them healed. Now, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you, that God would break us and make us, hallelujah, to know what faith is. And what did the Bible say? Uh-oh, now this is rough when I read this. He said, without faith, it's impossible. God wants you to believe he God. That's how he wants you to believe. You know, it's impossible to please. And so this put another thought in my heart. You know, that ain't what it's saying. It's possible to believe, you know, he, you know, to please him. Then I thought to myself, I said, God, I said, oh, Lord, if I can't believe you, I'm not pleasing you. If what I pray for and I'm not believing what I'm praying for, then I'm not pleasing you. And we're, oh, God, we love you. Okay, if you love, when you love, when you love your husband, you're pleasing. My husband loved, I had a lot of kids, 10. He said, honey, I love you. But every Friday, that check was on the table. The check was, I didn't have to try to find where he was and he done drunk it up and, the check was on the table. See, if you love me, you're going to prove it. And I learned that long time ago. I didn't understand. I would understand now. But don't talk about you love me and then I can't find you when I need to pay the bill or something. Oh, no, that ain't no kind of love to me. No, 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 no. I was telling the same thing in the church. I said, L, I got to get that straight because you don't love me. And walk off and don't leave. You don't love me. No, no, no. You love me. You're going to be there when I need you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to dream about me sometime. Hello, you're going to pray for me sometime. You know what I mean? I ain't say you, helps with the all day. But you're going to love me. We say, Brother Ed, we love you. And then we don't never pray for you. Don't never see about you. You know, that ain't no love. Dog, that ain't even the love of a dog. How you love your dogs. Get out. I look at people and I say, Lord, they love the dogs, but they do people. You know, it's very, and man done got so twisted up. You know, he'll put you in jail if you kill a hawk or kill something. You know what I'm saying? They think it's extinct. And they'll kill men. They'll shoot them down. They do, you know what I'm saying? We just don't know what love is. We need to read that 13th chapter. That's what we need to read. Because God, I'm just simply telling you that God told me to tell you that he getting ready to make you whole. I say he ain't gonna leave you with a stomachache and you need your ass healed. He gonna do it all. Yes, your stomachache, your earache, your whatever. When he touch you, his power, hallelujah, gonna surge through your body and make you whole. Cause he did that. He made them whole. When Jesus touched people, they were whole. I say when Jesus touched people, they were whole. I said, when Jesus touched people, they were whole. Amen. I said, when he touched them, that woman that had the issue of blood, she was made whole. And somebody went off into the spirit, you know, a Jewish person. And they said the woman's name was, he met the woman. I don't know. But anyway, she had 4 kids after then. That's what he said. So when I get to heaven, I'm going to see about that too. Say her name was Clarice or someone named her. I said, I want to see the woman now with the issue after I see Jesus and a few other things. I want to see this woman with the foot. Ooh, I'm going to shout it out anyway, but I want to see this woman. I want to see her. Yeah, I want to see her, you know. But I believe it. I say I believe it. Now think about this. Think about this. The crowd we in, we ain't the only Christian. We got people, we just like the woman with the issue of blood. We're trying to get to Jesus. But think about all the people that was around him. You know what I mean? Listen, they were touching him, and if they could, they were pulling at him and everything else. But nothing but faith moves him. When she touched him by faith, he said, who touched me? Now, everybody around touching him, patting on him, because you know how people feel. They said, boy, if I could just, you know. She wasn't the only one that thought that she touched the hem of God. These people had priests, and they had prayers that they took. Yeah, and they go around and touch it. You got all kind of people. You're going to have all kind of people in the church. But hallelujah, God is going to touch the one that's got faith to believe that he's who he say he is. I don't care what you got. I don't care what the devil's. I don't care what he say. We talk about God. We talking about God. We talking about the one we sung about today. And we come here, brother, we sung. Then we sang more today than we did a long time. And I loved it. And we sung and we praised him. And wait now, we getting ready to show up, shout and praise him. Amen. But we're going to shout and praise him and we're going to be whole. And people are going to come here to get whole. Amen. Because that's Jesus. That's Jesus to me. That is Jesus to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Please help me, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, that is wrong. I told Al, I said, you know, lady, I don't, as a minister, sister, I used to get some Monday of Sunday after church. And, well, I can't wait to get back and preach it. But for the last 2 or 3 weeks or something, I'd just be searching God. And, Lord, what is it? What is it? So then when I lay somewhere by myself, like this time and last Sunday too, he'll give me something. I said, Lord, I can't get in that pulpit without nothing. I've got to call Brother Ed or him and tell them that they could preach and I'll do next Sunday. But let me tell you something. Nothing ever fills in my heart that I ain't supposed to preach. Nothing comes in my heart. I said, Lord, you know, I know how old I am. I don't want to be in nobody's way. You tell me. You told me everything else. So then Tawana had a dream. And she just, it was just like God was talking to me. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be here for a little more while. Sorry. So y'all better pray. All the stuff I make, y'all better be praying for me. Say, don't let Sister David do this. Or, you know, I had a girl that I raised in the Lord. Her name was Matt. And she's still named Matt. And they would say, you know, Pastor, that she said, don't say nothing about Pastor. Just pray for Pastor. So God gonna tell Pastor. God talks to Pastor. She said, so just pray. If you don't like it, just, and we talking to Pastor, you talk to God about Pastor. So y'all that don't like, say, well, she too loud. Just talk to God about Pastor. Cause God tells me what to do. He tells me what to do. And when I went to him, me and Al have had the discussion. He's so sweet. I know God gave me Al and y'all. I do. Because he has really been a blessing to me. He said, Pastor, he telling me what he be feeling. No, Pastor, uh-uh. Amen. He said, you still got something? No. Don't you worry about me. And I don't think I got it because he got his pulpit everywhere. God, this boy got about 5 or 6 pulpits. He do. Amen. People call him Pastor, you know. So, you know, we're not used to maybe the new things. We're not used to doing any, we're not used to new things. God, but you know, if we'll follow God, I got some. If we will follow God and quit trying to do what the old folks did, you know what I'm saying? Walking as he teaching us new things. He said before he come, the mystery of God should be finished. There are still mysteries in God that we don't understand. And so before he come, the mysteries of God should be finished. We want to know that they're going to be finished through us because we're going to follow. We're going to follow him. I said, we're going to follow him, Al. We're going to follow him. And I tell him, he said, Pastor, don't be getting that stuff now. We goes on and on. We don't do it too much now. We getting a little bit better with that. Amen. But wherever you listen, I think about my children here. Now that the Lord told me that, I just think God will do a miracle everywhere. Just believe him. He'll good. He'll do it. Hallelujah. He'll do it. God is talking to us as Christians. God is talking to ones who's listening. Because I'm just one. I just get on the. I had one of the saints to call me. She talked the hour. I said, boy, she must be lonely. You know, she talked to Sister Davis, and she went all the way back to when we first met and how the Lord healed her and took cigarettes away from her and da-da-da and how you did this. And I said, yeah, that's right, baby. And I'm just listening. Because sometimes, you know, people just need somebody to talk to. I hadn't heard from her in about a year. Yeah. Though I prayed for her, and we talked occasionally. You know, and I went to the church I went to. You remember? Y'all went to this church where the flow was about. She go to that church. And she loves God and she's been saved a long time. We've been knowing each other about 50 years. She She was added up. And she said, you know what, Sister, that was 45 years ago now the Lord took that cigarette from me. And I knew you by 5 years before then, so that's 50. So we've been knowing each other about 50 years. Isn't it wonderful? You know Christians 50 years. I want the Lord to put this in your heart that, it's not uncommon for you to want the best. The best of health. Because he said, you remember the scripture say, he wish above all things that we what? And being what? So being good health is not against the law. And to prosper is not against the law. Come on, saints. It's nothing wrong with you prospering. It's your soul problem. You should be to the place where money ain't your thing, no way. You know what I'm saying? But you want some. You know, you want to have enough money to pay your bills and give to somebody. And it be said, you know, you say, oh, you know, sister so-and-so sure needs some help. I ain't got a dime. Get out of this thing that you got to be not having no money, shoot. That don't make you no sanctified because you broke. We had a lady that, Bridget ain't here to verify that she back there. But this old lady, we used to go to the shop. And she said, I love you. And I'm going to leave my money to you and two of the best people that you love that come in the shop. And she gave her me and Bridget's name. I'm going to leave my money to y'all. That was years ago. Bridget, Mom, you still looking? I said, no, girl, I don't kind of. I had me drink. Yeah, you know, I say, yeah, that's been 20 years, God. You know, amen. But, you know, you can't never tell. Because this is the time, that God is getting ready to bless, too. You, hallelujah, because I've been asking him. You know, no, brother, now this may be funny, but I'm going to tell this. Brother, I used to I was in the front room, never forget it. It was, 20 years ago. And I mean, money was falling down on me, just covering me. I mean, I said, you like that. And I would always dream that somebody gave me a piece of money that was worth something. Somebody at the bank gave me a piece of, you know, a nickel or that was worth, you know. I had a lot of them dreams when I was younger in the Lord. So I went back to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm waiting on my money. Now, in the natural, I don't need no money. My husband's very, you know what I'm saying, because he knew what to do with his money. But you know what I'm saying? He was very fortunate. He built us a home and blah, 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 and we bought property and blah, blah, blah. But I say, I'm waiting on my money because I'm going to help your people. I said, Lord, you know what I'm going to do. So when I get money, y'all that come across some of it, my kids know me. I'm going to do what God said because I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to a place with gold streets. And then I tell my husband, say, honey, you know, or somebody say, it's just too extravagant. I say, I got it from my father. He got gold streets. Come on, Kelly, on 1,000 hills a hill. He owned the world. He got the sun. He made this boy go, when they get through, they don't say nothing to me. Because I got it from my father. Amen. And everything belonged to him. And when you get there, he done already kind of described it. Praise the Lord. Gold streets. I say, woo, boy, you really, woo. Gold streets. We were getting there one time, Brother Ed. We were getting close to God, closer. Years ago. Because the Lord began to, I don't know if you lived in this area where he was filling teeth. God was filling teeth. And I was into, you know, around the pastors and ministers that he was doing this. And he filled my pastor's teeth with silver. I knew it because I saw it when it wasn't nothing in it but a big hole. And he told the Lord, he said, Lord, don't put nothing in it now that, you know, that he don't look like white stuff or whatever. And I seen this lady named, I forgot her name, sister. She came to me, everybody would come to me. I don't know, look like you pick me out. God, I could be back there. Hey, you. But I can't. She said, Sister Davis, come here, we want to see something. She was speaking in tongues. Did you want to? I said, I forgot her name. She was just speaking in tongues. She said, you want to see something beautiful? And she opened her mouth and it was the most beautiful gold I'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell y'all. Now, y'all think I'm crazy. I'm going to show you how crazy I really am. I need my teeth fixed. I went to Jesus. I said, Lord, I want you to give me a new set of teeth. I will take care, and I'm going to take care of these. I said, but Lord, I got, you know, this one is split right here. I ain't looking for no dentist. I want him to give me some teeth. Now, y'all sit there, and when I get my teeth, don't be laughing now, because I'm looking for Jesus to give me a new set of teeth. I am, brother. He got, what is that to him? You know, when I go, when something happened to my Cadillac, I go to wherever I got it from, I say, fix it. Because they got a part to fix my Cadillac. No matter what it is, they ain't got to do nothing. Praise the Lord. They can put whatever my Cadillac need in it. And my God is better than that. He can give you whatever you got missing. Hallelujah. You know what, brother? Now I'm getting ready to get really stupid around here. I'm looking for God to give you another breath. He got, when he made you, he didn't put the stuff, he got everything you need. And that's the kind of God I serve. And that's the kind of God I've always believed in. Yeah. Crazy as a bat, if you want to say it. Yeah. I'm just as crazy as a bat, they say. I say I'm just as crazy as a bat. And my husband, he started believing it too. I remember one time, something happened to the refrigerator. He didn't have no money then. He was building in the house. We live, oh y'all, we had a good life. We lived like a little house on the prairie. My husband took us up on that hill up there. He bought 5 acres. He said, I'm taking my kids out the city. I'm going to build a house. And he built the house. But we had to live in the basement. And so he put thing over the basement. We had a time. We had a wood stove. We had a wood cook stove. Come on now. He made us a table with long benches on it. Like Laura and them. Hallelujah. Like the Waltons. And we lived like that. But one day he blessed them. I say one day he blessed. I know what God will do. He told my husband, we had saved. I'm going to tell him. I hope he don't listen to me. But we had saved up like $1,200, to do something with. You know, $1,200. And it was a missionary came from Haiti. And they asked everybody, the church, to help him, you know. And the Lord told my husband, say, give him $1,000, which left me $200 in the bank. Y'all don't hear me. He gave the brother $1,000. So he come back and I'm Miss Sanctified. Yeah. He say, honey, I know we supposed to give something to the place. I said, yeah. He said, I gave him $1,000. I said, what? We had $200 left in the bank to our name. With about 7 children going trying to build a place. What? Boy, the God got me. He said, oh. I went in the room. He said, oh. Now, you're supposed to be the one that's really over, you know, because I was saved and everybody wasn't quite, you know, and I got so ashamed. Like I said, oh, honey, I said, take it all, Lord, just take it all. He said, when he went to the bank, the devil just got on him. God ain't told you to do that. But, honey, the blessings started flowing down. Ooh, God. Stuff, my husband built the house, y'all station up there. The man gave him the wood in that station right in Winsfield. To put up wood on the thing. Stuff started coming from left and right. My husband built a 5-bedroom house worth near $300,000 when we sold it. That's the way God will do you. Hallelujah. I don't care if you got 20 kids. God will take you through. If you do what he says, if you trust him, I dare you. I mean, God blessed us. I mean, he did. Let me hear you say amen back there. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because the kids live, I don't know if she remember or not. I don't know. Oh, and by the way, the Lord taught Pastor how to cook. He taught Pastor how to cook on that wood stove. I was from the city. Don't tell me. Well, I can't do that. Oh, I came from the city. No, we was never sick. Yeah. He took care of the kids. He just took care. And when he gets sick, Mama go get the oil. We didn't know about it. We couldn't afford it, really. But I'm telling you, he'll take you from nothing and make you something. Because that's the way he is with his children. I said, he will take you from nothing and make you something. I mean, you don't have to have nothing. I can't do this. Yeah, you can. You got God. You can do everything. I said, I mean, all things are possible with him. But you got to be with him now. I said, you got to be with him now. You got to love him. That's all he asks. And he'll give you the fruit of the land. He will give you, boy, I mean, things will come your way that you never would thought. With God. Stand. All things are possible. Now, is just little bitty things possible? Come on, let me hear you say it again. God, we're telling you this now. We're telling you this now. All things are possible. I don't care where you are in your bills or whatever you are. God got people, got money, and he got people that he can talk to. Somebody walk up out of a clear blue and give you $1,000 check. Don't tell me nothing about God. God will take care of you if you will do and love him and believe him. If you leave this church and say, God, I'm going to put my faith in you. You got a light bill on the table. So you say, I'm putting my faith in you. And I mean, really mean it. That light bill going to be paid. That gas bill. I say, I'm telling you. God is so good. See it. The earth belongs to him. The cattle up on the 1,000 hills. Everything belongs to God. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything. I remember I was dealing with about finances and how to believe for finances. So I went to get some flowers. And this gentleman, he was sitting in his truck. And he came out. He said, he had a $20 bill. He said, this is for you. And I'm wondering, because God been doing this kind of stuff. You know, he had been doing it. Well, Lord, what you saying? I said, well, thank you. I didn't know. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. I said, thank you. Thank you. I said, Lord, what are you saying to me? I got into the Mary Martha, you know, the shop up there. And this girl stood beside me, and she had 2 quarters, and she did like this. She said, I'm giving this to you. 50 cents. Double quarters. This so happened, I believe in what God said about numbers, I believe in that. She gave it to me. And I said, wow. But God just started just doing strange stuff. And I believed it. I say, I believed it. I believe there ain't nothing I can't have or do without God. I don't care. Well, you ate. Look. God knew I was 80 when he told me that. But by the way, Moses was 80 when God chose him to lead the children across Israel. He ain't told me to do that. And Sarah was 90 when she had a baby. And you know women don't have babies at 90. But you just got to believe. And you look and you read the word and you say, whoa, that's that. No, it's this time. It ain't in that time. It's in this time to believe the word. So you've been sitting and you've been waiting on God. God just waiting on you. Uh-huh. He waiting on you. He waited on you, and did he give you what you desired? All right. Who else had something they waited on and God gave them their desire? Yeah, me too, Bridget. Yeah, you know, she crazy as I am. I'm sure waiting on man. I said, now, Lord, I don't know how you do it, but I want you to see where I can eat right. You know, I can't hardly eat on this side here. This is the side to eat. I'm right-handed, you know. And this tooth is split, hurts. I say, I ain't going to do with this, and I ain't going to no dentist. I said, Lord, you give me some teeth. Now you say, well, you got dentists, go to the dentist. I don't know what the dentist want to be pulling stuff. I don't want him pulling on nothing here. I ain't got no teeth as it is. I don't want him to pull them all out, you know. Praise the Lord. Saints of God, if you need help, you need to, your body touch this morning, raise your hands and I'll pray for you. If you need your body healed or need a touch from God today, you need anything, you need this, whatever your need is, you lift your hands, we'll pray for you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, you see the hands that are lifted. I have delivered my soul, Lord. Sometimes I wish I had many words that I could put them in. Sometimes I, you know, how I do. But it's me, and I thank you for it. But, Lord, always keep me coherent enough to preach the word, enough to tell the truth about you and your name. I love you for it. Hallelujah. Right now, I want us to pray for Brother Don and Barbara. We want to pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, and Brother Bruce and their family, especially Amanda and Sister Evie. Is her name Evie? Is her name Evie?
Some people call her Evie.
Okay, Evie. I want to pray for them. I want the Lord to touch them right now and give them their heart's desire and whatever's going on in Brother's life. He told me some things, but I just ask the Lord to touch them in the name of Jesus and to touch you, my brothers and sisters. Pray for me. And we pray for one another. Don't talk about me. Pray for me. You know what I'm saying? Sister David, she'll do it. No, don't let the devil do you like that. Pray for me. You see me weak? Pray for me. Because God going to speak to me. Hallelujah. Because I want to go to see Jesus. I say, I want to see Jesus. You know, I ain't so much about the gold streets. I want to see my Jesus. I want to see this man that died for me and did all this for me. Praise the Lord. And was there when I needed him all the time. Hallelujah. Who took care of me every time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing, this is out of the, but I'm going to tell you. The Lord blessed us so, and my husband was blessed so financially, just blessed. So they thought my husband was a drug dealer. Yeah. They put out that he was a drug dealer. I don't know what kind of deal he was. When he come home, he be so tired, I don't know what he. But you know, this man don't understand how God can bless you. So don't get hung up because they're going to talk. May I leave this with you too? Don't worry about what people say. Can I leave that with you? Don't let what people say move you around. You know what I'm saying? I always believe, I don't know who I'm telling, but don't let what people say move you. Because if you do, you're going to be a sad person. Because as time go on, people going to talk and talk some more. Amen. And they don't like to see you prosper. How you prospering? How you doing this? He must be doing that. And don't worry about it. Put it all in the hands of the Lord. I say put it all in the hands of the Lord. So, Father, I want to thank you for this day. And for my precious, precious brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. I know that you're blessing Brian. He blessing you, Brian. It's going to be all right. Your mind is going to change. He's going to change. I'm talking about your mind, period. It's going to change by some things. Amen. God is going to just really bless you. You're going to say, you ready for that? You ready for that? Mama. Okay. Praise the Lord. God, I thank you. And Lord, I praise your name. The Lord be with you. The Lord sanctify you, make you holy. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his precious peace. And all the people say it. Amen. God bless you. Lord, I've delivered my soul.